Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, September 15th. Hi, Tori.
Hello.
You know what September 15th means? If you're a business owner and you postponed your taxes, if you got an extension, today is the due date.
Dun, dun, dun.
There you go. So if you don't know that, wake up, smell the roses, and go
smell
do
the
your
money
friggin'
gone,
taxes.
Yeah.
Because they charge a lot if you don't file on time.
There you go, people.
They really, really do. I learned it the hard way. I always leave it to the last minute, you know?
That's everyone's favorite thing to do.
Right?
Yeah.
And I didn't always used to be like that. But now it's like things that I don't like, I just put them off until I can't anymore.
Sometimes if I get a bad text or something and I have to do something, I'll throw the phone because that away from me. And that means I don't have to do it.
Right, exactly. I didn't get the message. I don't know
somehow
about it.
Somehow it didn't see me. That's right.
Yeah.
Really adult.
So that's how we start off our morning with taxes and everything.
Yeah.
We were expecting a couple of guests here. I don't know if to be upset or concerned.
Right.
Because they're not here.
They were probably paying their taxes.
Probably, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well.
Screw that, man. Screw that.
Yeah, I don't know if to get angry or not.
Okay.
They could show up, so I don't want to say anything bad yet, you know?
Good call.
But traffic excuses are not acceptable.
No longer. So I get my ass here.
Yeah. So if we get that excuse, you know that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, it's probably a mix-up in the dates or something. Mm-hmm. I'll bet you that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But to think that I could have screwed up, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Right, it's impossible to think.
Impossibile.
Yeah.
Never.
Oh, actually, the email I sent you did not have like the final one where we decided on the date.
Yeah, it was potential only.
Right, so... yeah, that was because I didn't send you the last one because it didn't have any pertinent information. But yeah, so we won't mention the guests until they actually show up here, maybe on another day.
Mm-hmm.
But we're always here. We just took off from the airport and we're flying for you.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, the weather's good. No
cruising
turbulence.
Altitude, baby. Cruising.
No turbulence, just a little bit of weather problems.
That's right. That's my favorite new song. It's not new. It's Dierks Bentley. It's a country music song. It's so stupid, but it's called Drunk on a Plane.
Yeah?
It is fantastic.
Really?
And one of the lyrics is like, I'm buying drinks for everyone but the pilots. And I'm like, thanks for letting
yeah,
us know.
Yeah, exactly. That's cool.
It's like, you don't have to let us know that part. It's so specific.
I know, right? Too much information.
But it's a great song.
Is it really?
I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Mm, okay.
It's terrible.
It is a terrible song or is it good?
It's both.
Oh, okay. It sounds like it, actually.
Totally.
Yeah, right? So, yeah. I don't know. I wasn't prepared for a lot of stuff. I got a lot of articles here and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I want to get to that yet.
Mm.
What should we talk about? I mean, we're going to have someone on dating tomorrow.
Ooh.
And she was actually organizing that great love debate that I went to.
Ooh.
So we'll be talking a lot about dating and relationships and stuff. And I always look forward to that, you know, because it's very complex, you know. I don't know, and not just in romance, but in people in general, I'm often disappointed in people, you know?
That is so true.
You know, people will like you'll be a friend, someone calls you a best friend, and then they behave in a way that's definitely not a best friend behavior.
You have to be, it's interesting because I've been only surprised by people. Like, I've been disappointed a lot. And you're only surprised relatively few times by people that actually do something right.
Right.
You're like, look at this person.
I know. If they're actually doing things
it's
right.
It's very surprising.
Right? I know. It's like, what's going on?
I know.
So that happened to me, you know. And with one friend, a female friend. And I got really irritated because... She called me a best friend, okay?
Mm-hmm. Were you guys dating or is it just
friends? No. We were not dating at all. We became friends,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And we didn't know each other that long, but then I introduced her to someone else.
Uh-oh.
And that we fell out of Greece. Mm. And so suddenly they're best friends.
Where are you left?
Yeah, where
you're
am I?
You're in Nowheresville.
So, but that's not the point. The point was that she started lying. Mm. And I'm like, I can't deal with people that lie.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know,
mm-mm.
best friend, bullshit. I can't deal with people that lie because you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, there's no trust. I cannot tell a very good lie, which is funny because I was trained in acting. Yeah. And I'll be like, my husband will be like, hey, what's this? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, why'd your voice go up so much? But it's a, I don't do well lying. Are you a good liar?
Who, me?
Yeah. I can't do
yeah.
it. You are?
I'm good. But I usually only will lie, I guess that's what most of us do too. To keep from hurting other people,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
But if you're lying, then that's not really helping them. I don't know.
I don't know. I think you. If,
sometimes
I would rather
you just do it.
If I have a bad haircut and I'm like, Sam, what do you think? And you're like, it looks amazing.
Right.
I like that lie better than the real thing.
That's true. But it depends who you are. You know, I mean, if it's someone that that you know really close, you expect them to tell you the truth.
It's very true. And you know, when I worked at the bridal salon, the people took their very closest friends because they would be super duper honest.
Really?
They'd be like, your boobs look terrible in that dress.
Well,
so you need someone who will
do
the full Monty.
Yeah, you can't take yes people around
no,
with you.
No, does
you know?
Not help.
No, because then you look ridiculous.
Totally.
So, yeah, so I was disappointed in that, you know, and so I'm thinking to myself again, you know, it's hard to find good friends, you know. I don't have a lot of friends. I only have one or two friends, mm-hmm. and then I have a lot of family.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, overall, people just, like, drop off, you know, and the and then somebody comes back to me later and, hey, how you doing? Man, 3 fucking years I haven't heard from you, you know?
Who are you again?
Right.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
you know, and you're the one who stopped corresponding, mm-hmm. you know? So it's bullshit, you know?
Keeping in touch, though, is not easy.
No.
Which is so dumb because you could never have been born in a time where it's easier to keep in touch.
Exactly.
And I still am like, oh, but they're all the way in Culver City. I'm like, they're so far away. But it
right.
is something.
But at least you can call or text.
But I don't. First of all, calling is out of the question.
Really?
Out of the question. There is no reason to call anyone anymore. Just don't do it. I will not pick up the damn
phone. Wait a minute. Aren't you over 30?
Yeah, but I'm
okay,
not.
Okay, they say
I'm,
over 30, you call, you don't
no,
text.
It's, no, I think it's 35, and I'm right there because, man, I don't want to pick up a damn phone. Who's calling me?
I know,
no.
I know. But you know what? With friends, it's different. I
want to text. Text me, emoji me,
really?
I'm fine. Yes.
Mm.
The other thing is, that's really stupid. when you call and you leave a message and it's long, I don't have time.
Yeah, yeah, don't.
I have Candy Crush to play.
Right, and people repeat themselves 3
oh
or 4
God.
Times. It's like, okay, I heard
we
you the first time.
Got it.
Right?
No, but I always get a 323 number, and I always think, okay, it's an agent. They're calling for me for Brad Pitt. It's the new movie, and it's always CVS with my antidepressants. That is always the case.
Wow. So maybe you should put them in the contact list.
I'm
right?
like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Okay. It doesn't feel good. And you're like, one day Brad Pitt will call.
Yeah, and you won't answer,
and I won't
right?
answer. So true. Hi,
let's see, what
this
could
yours,
Brad Pitt be calling about?
Oh, God, anything
I need
wants.
You in my movie.
He's still my number one. If I had to cheat on my husband, he is still my
really?
Number one.
Wow.
Which is crazy because he's a bit older. You
well,
know what
but
I mean?
He's universally attractive.
He
you know?
Is.
Yeah. That's true. A lot of women are attracted to older men because, well, you knew him when he was younger.
True. I grew
right?
up with Legends of the Fall people.
Right,
come
exactly.
on. He's riding a horse. I'm like completely out of control.
Exactly. And now you age together.
We age together.
Yeah, but. So, you know.
But
look,
a lot of guys, you know, a lot
with,
of girls my age, they have, like, I don't know, younger rappers or, like, cool, like, you know, like, the Twilight. And I was like, oh, no. Brad Pitt over everyone. And my husband's favorite is Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah,
so
huh?
there you go. They were married at one
go.
Time.
I'm telling you, younger men should be with older women and younger women should be with older
and
men.
And the world will know peace.
And exactly, because that's what everybody wants anyway.
Mm-hmm. I don't want an older man.
No, okay.
I want a guy.
But no, I'm saying, but you would, okay, well, it depends how old you are at
right,
the time.
Right,
yeah. I just mean like, okay,
mature.
I don't know. It's in my head, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know, when I say it, it doesn't.
That's so true. No, I know like a lot of girls on like dating apps and they're like, well, he's 41, and I'm like, whoa, you're like 23.
Right.
So there is that for some people.
No, there's a lot of that
yeah.
for some people.
Yeah.
And it's not all necessarily, well, yeah, look, It could be mostly sugar daddies, like we discussed yesterday.
In detail, that's right.
But I think I don't see why people couldn't fall in love if they're different ages.
I agree. Ages means nothing.
I mean, I met someone who was, I think, 25. Mm-hmm. She just was out of college. And we met and we hit it off in a conversation. And then I totally screwed it up, but it could have happened. It could have happened. I screwed it up.
What did you say? Something dumb?
Well, yeah.
I
did say something
too.
Dumb.
It's me. I do that too.
Yeah. Because when I haven't heard from her for a few days, I said, and then she called me.
Right.
Which I was surprised, you know, because we had only talked once on the phone and then a few texts and emails. But she's the one that actually contacted me after we met.
Wow.
I left her my card.
All right.
So here I am. I'm like, wow, you know? Yeah. This is what I wanted.
Yeah. The dream is coming true.
So we talked on the phone. Everything was fine. It was all about her, though.
Oh. Well, and she's 25. What do you want?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Right.
So then I just, I don't know what happened. I think I texted last, and I was expecting a response from her and didn't hear anything. So a few days went by, and then she calls me. I didn't even know what's going on. She's like, how come you haven't called me? I said, excuse me, I thought you were the one lost interest.
There you go.
And I thought, oh, if you're not interested, I'll just move on.
Right.
And she's like, oh, move on? She says, I hate when guys say that.
Oh, my God.
You decided to move on. But you know what? It shows that you didn't really try hard, you know?
Well, yeah, give me a break.
I didn't pursue anything.
Well, I mean, yes, that's true. There is something to be said about a chase.
Yeah.
It's very attractive.
Exactly.
To a female
and I hate chasing.
Oh, I love chasing.
If someone
chasing.
Doesn't show, I mean, but you got to show some interest.
Yeah, that's true. You can't just be like.
But she did show interest.
Yeah,
what
she kind of did.
What am I talking
did.
About?
Yeah, she kind
of
did.
I'm an asshole and I fucked it up. I had a chance of a lifetime. I fucked it up,
and
I admit.
And it's gone. No, what it's she didn't totally ghost you. If she had totally ghosted you, then why would you give interest? But she showed a little interest.
And besides, if she called, I should have just said, oh, great.
Yeah, let's get together.
Exactly.
Totally.
Just like be positive
totally.
And not fucking negative. What was I hoping to accomplish by telling her that?
That's right. What was the end goal of that conversation?
Yeah, like
that's
to
right.
justify my not calling?
That's right.
Wow. What an asshole I am. You know, sometimes I just can't believe it. And you know how many, I mean, there's been a few that I screwed up, mostly with text.
Yeah.
This one was one I screwed up on the phone. But
is text because they're reading it wrong, or is it because you're not texting well? Like, is it a language? Like, is it like sometimes you don't read a text the same way the person's saying it?
No, I don't think so. It's that I'm trying to say things, and when it's not a conversation,
yeah.
I think maybe it comes out wrong.
Oh, I
especially
see.
When I joke, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was joking with someone right off of Bumble, and she's like, really?
What do you mean? Like,
I just said I found it sexy that you work with computers.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
It is sexy.
Right.
And she said, really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe she meant, really?
No, no.
Okay,
she's
no.
like, she stopped writing.
Oh, okay.
After I apologized three times.
Oh, give me a break. You don't want someone that sensitive.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Right?
No.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
no.
I want someone who's like, can get a joke.
Come on.
Yeah.
You need someone to be honest with a pretty dry, dirty sense of humor.
Right,
that's the
exactly.
best kind.
Yeah.
That's the best kind.
So you're right, actually. You know, maybe it's better it didn't happen, you know?
Yeah, because I think too sensitive, you're going to run into issues later on.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Because a woman who's into it and open and
totally.
Comfortable with herself would have made a joke out of it or
something.
First of
all, that's like a really nice thing to say,
right?
Too. Yeah.
I mean, because I told her, I said, because not a lot of women
are
like techies.
Yeah, exactly.
And I found it sexy. But she's like, so you got to be careful what you say in text, you
God,
know?
Yeah, I agree.
And this was after we'd already decided to talk. It just said, she kept texting me before
Very weird.
We were going to talk. And so it never got to that.
I saw a guy on, what was it, on Match.com or OkCupid. It's gone viral. His dating headline, he's a cop. And he shows a picture of him in uniform and he goes, did you ever want to fuck the police? Now's your chance.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, that. Okay. Sense of humor. I like it.
I like that.
I like
wow.
it a lot. Very funny.
Yeah. So, you know, you never know with this dating stuff.
No.
But I've been out of action for a long time, and that's why I think I'm screwing up.
You're a little rusty.
Especially with younger
rusty.
Women, too,
right.
because I don't know what's going on in the world today, you know?
Do you have a Snapchat?
I did, but I couldn't...
I couldn't figure it out.
Couldn't connect to it. Couldn't connect with it, you know?
I was like, what? This
yeah.
is but everyone loves it. But I'm saying that's the type of... That's how you connect
yeah,
with 25-year-olds.
Exactly. But that's a narcissistic kind of
oh,
app,
the whole
too,
thing
you know?
Is narcissistic.
Right.
Everything is narcissistic.
That's probably why we're not attracted
we
to it.
We are not.
You know?
Why do I care that I'm in 90 degrees weather in Palm Springs and it says it on there at 6:30.
Exactly.
I don't care.
You show yourself for the Facebook Live stuff. It's like, come on, guys. We don't want to see you. I don't care.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Unless you're digging your clothes.
But, no, you know, all these pretty women on social media, all they do is post bikini and pictures and, you know, and I'm just going, is this all you want people to know you by? And then you say beauty is
in the inside?
Yeah, on the inside.
That's why you should get, you should look for someone with on Bumble, I think, with a really good sense of humor or dating. I think you need someone with a really good sense of humor.
Right, but I don't find them.
No.
they all want someone who makes them laugh.
You can make
right? Every woman, what do you want in a man? Someone who makes me laugh. All right, but what am I, a clown, a joker? So if I'm already funny, shut up and just
yeah, that's what they want.
It,
someone
right?
to tell them to shut up.
Yeah.
Right? Just what they want.
And go with it.
Yeah,
you know?
I love it.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Yeah, so well. I don't know, but I need to find someone, man. I mean, I was considering like a matchmaking service and stuff because
yeah.
we had a couple matchmakers on the show, and it seems pretty attractive.
Wait,
but
should...
I'm not at that point. I don't want to like
fake it.
Yeah, I don't want to be fixed up with someone. You know,
it's funny.
I want a date.
Right, but the problem is that these days it's harder and harder. And it's like finding a white rhino. It's very
right?
hard to find just meeting in a bar these days. It has to be almost through a setup.
Right, unless you're younger, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Look, the people in their 20s and 30s, that's how they meet all
yeah.
the time.
But I'm finding people meeting
they
on
go
freaking,
to clubs.
They're all engaged. How'd you meet? Tinder. I mean, it's
right.
free. It's not. It's crazy.
I know. But maybe many, I mean, and especially Bumble, I don't understand. I mean, because the women are the first ones that make the move. So they write me something, and then they ghost. They disappear after I answer. I'm like, what the hell?
It's a cornflake society, my
right?
love.
Right, it is.
Cornflake society.
Yeah, put some milk into it,
that's
folks.
Right.
What the hell is that?
That's exactly right.
Flaky, flaky, mm-hmm. flaky, I'm telling you. But yeah, let me see on Bumble. Let me bring up something
yeah.
here.
And so okay. on Bumble, what happens? You just wait.
Yeah, you just wait. If you're a guy, it says, look, ladies go first. She only has 24 hours to start a chat before this match expires forever.
Oh, so she likes you, and you have to match with her. She likes you, then she has 24 hours.
Right.
Oh, I see.
Exactly.
It's like a game, isn't it?
It is. That's what I'm saying. All these dating apps are like games,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's so interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a cute girl and stuff, you know, but okay, so I'll swipe right.
And then okay. you wait for her to write you.
Right, exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this
swipe
one's
right.
pretty cute.
Okay, all
okay,
right.
Okay, but let's see her. But how do I find out about her? Oh, I need to swipe right first. No, they have. Okay, I don't remember how to get into their profile
this
now.
Is going
I just go by pictures anyway, you know, who cares?
In-depth look at the profiles. That's
I
right.
know, that's right. I know. And some people know that. They only post pictures, and that's it. You know, nothing like, no detail on them at all. So how can you strike up a conversation?
Right, well, you're not reading the things. You got to read the
yeah,
things.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing is
but I will right after
will.
She writes me.
The one time my friend yesterday showed me a guy on Bumble that she's talking to, and man... Every picture he looked like a different guy.
Really?
And I'm pretty sure it was a different guy. I mean, there was not even close. I mean, he did have a beard and some and without, but I'm like, this is eight men. This is
really?
Eight different men. It was very
weird.
Wow. So you got to be careful.
Yeah, right?
Make sure.
I know. All these apps, I don't know, man.
No,
but
not good.
You know what the problem is that they're for hooking up for young people. So
yeah.
when older people get on them, nothing happens. Nothing fucking happens.
You hear like... Silence.
but I did meet someone through it that we went to lunch and everything. I told you about
yeah,
it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And after that, you see, that's another text thing, you know? I wrote to her, said, so did you have fun? Yes. Would you like to get together again? And she wrote, maybe, with a smiley. And to me, maybe is like, fuck you, you know?
The smiley's the fuck you.
Right.
Maybe's fine, but that emoji sucks.
Yeah,
what
I don't
know.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
Yeah, what does it mean?
I don't
you know?
Know.
What does maybe mean?
Exactly.
Did it mean she was joking, teasing, whatever?
We don't know. It's very weird.
So
on
I should have kept on, but I'm like, I always get into this negative thing where I'm like, show a little interest and then I'll pursue the hell out of you.
And to be honest, I think that's fair.
Right?
Maybe it's not really that
maybe
great
it's not
of
a good answer,
to be honest. Yeah.
yeah.
If someone was like, hey, Tori, I really like you. And I just went, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, that's not helpful.
Yeah. Like, would you like to see me again?
Come on, maybe. Perhaps.
Yeah, maybe. Well, what does that mean?
I need a yes or no on this.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
You know what? I'm like, you're going to put me like third choice or something?
I
you
know.
What is it? And it sucked because we're so connected. during that lunch.
That's what sucks, is that you have these brief moments where you're like, oh, this could be a real human connection.
Right.
And then it's off to the next thing.
I know.
That's why robots are taking over the world.
Yeah, exactly. No emotions.
No human connection.
Right.
I went one day where I like ordered food and like ordered online and I did all these things and yet I didn't speak to one human being.
Really?
It was all like automated. And at first I was like, that was awesome, because I didn't have to have any conversation. But it was a little weird that it was all robots that I ended up speaking to, or you know, ordered through or online. It was
weird.
Yeah,
so, I know.
Interesting.
And that's the way we're going. More robots.
Oh, yeah.
More robots than ever.
Oh yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to bring this up because this is it's something I thought about. But Ohio officer kills robbery suspect. 13.
Yeah, BB gun.
We had
right?
BB gun.
Yeah, but
now, first of all, what the hell does this guy do? You know, I didn't realize it was a robbery suspect.
Yeah,
I just thought it was some. I just thought the cop saw the kid with a gun. The gun had those red pointers,
yeah,
laser beams.
That's not easy to.
Right.
Yeah, you can't not know that.
Right. So the thing is that how can you know it's a BB gun when you see something like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, that's when the fake gun issue comes and you have a red laser on the end of it. Come on.
I mean, that's a little too far.
That's too far.
And you know, the reason I thought about this is because I had bought a BB gun like a long time ago, and it looks just like a Western rifle or something,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid to even throw it away. I don't use it because people will find it in the trash. They'll think it's a gun. Somebody will think it's a gun. You can't even take it out.
No. You know, they changed the gun emoji on the new iPhone iOS update 10.
Oh, yeah?
It's a water gun now.
Oh, okay.
With a stopper, which is interesting. So it's like neon green now instead of like the gun. I'm like, that'll help.
I love those water guns.
Yeah,
right?
That'll help out a lot.
I know. But if you have a BB gun, man, don't get one that looks like a real weapon or whatever. You know, get a. They have futuristic looking ones, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
And the red laser. Like don't. I mean, at night, I can't tell you that that's not something I would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
And this is a handgun. You know, I mean, it looks just like a.
Yeah, that's not fair.
I see a picture of it. So yeah,
that's not cool.
And besides, so why is a 13-year-old going to rob anybody?
But see, I'm trying to find out if he was the robber, or there was a call in about an armed suspect for armed robbery, and they said he had a gun, and cops found this kid walking with the BB gun and assumed it was the robber.
Oh,
so I'm not 100% sure he was robbing anybody.
I see.
So
they
said that the victim told police that at least one of the robbers had a gun, so police shot and killed a teenager following a reported armed robbery.
Oh, okay.
So we don't know that guy did anything. He just might have had the gun. How about this Donald Trump Jr. Holocaust joke?
No.
Man, this guy's a real comic.
Wow,
you should get on my show.
Because I have an article waiting on his daughter here.
Oh, yeah, I know. She's much more interesting
to
right? you.
But no, tell me.
Okay, here's the joke. He says this. Okay. Oh, he's so smart, this guy. He goes, the media has been her number one surrogate. He's talking about Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Without her, the media wouldn't even be a contest, but the media's built her up. They've let her slide, blah, blah, blah. If Republicans were doing that, they'd be warming up the gas chamber right now.
Wow.
Smart. What a nice guy.
Yeah, huh? Wow, they can't keep on saying any more stupid things.
They just keep going and going.
Right. Ivanka Trump left Ivanka Trump cut an interview short because she felt that the interviewer was asking her negative questions.
Oh, that's you only want positive asked questions
right.
in a campaign.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's
so funny. And he asked some, I think, some decent questions, you know. I mean, and then he says, well, I apologize if you feel that there's negativity here, but these are questions that need to be asked, you know.
It's ridiculous. And she also said, I don't know that he said all these comments you're saying he said.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And do you think they're going to make it up on television?
Yeah, it's Gupta. Come on.
Exactly. And they're going to... It's not... it's the other Gupta, though. Not
Sanjay.
Not Sanjay Gupta.
Right.
This is Prachi Gupta.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, you know...
I love that her response was, quote, I'm going to jump off now. I have to run.
Oh,
I apologize.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, she was late for something.
Yeah, right.
But that's so weird. You put your feet to the fire and you can't have an answer, and the answer is to run away? That does not look good. And especially since she's the number one person in that family that people
advisor,
actually
right?
like. Yeah, people
yeah.
actually like. So if she can't even answer that. What's hard for Ivanka Trump is, to be honest, in my generation, she was always seen as, to be honest, a pretty big feminist power symbol. I mean, she was running the Trump camp. She's definitely his favorite. She's really good at real estate. Huge business sense. We bought her shoes. Great fashion line. Mm. Everyone really like touted her as a feminist. And for her to have her dad running, she has to defend terrible things he says about women.
Exactly.
So now I can't buy her shoes, even though she's on. I won't buy a thing from Ivanka Trump.
Right.
And I think what sucks is her business. I think it's going to go down because she's related and she has to defend these terrible comments. And so her role has diminished entirely as a feminist and as a mother who's like a mother, a working mother and all of that. I mean, I can't take you seriously at all anymore.
Right.
You know?
And considering she's going to be probably one of his closest advisors.
Yeah.
I
constantly believe that Ivanka Trump, when she leaves his presence, her father's presence, she puts her hand in her face palms and goes, holy fuck, I can't believe I have to do this.
Yeah.
Because she seems smart, well-read, and she always touts, like, to be honest, Obama's policies on females and women in the workplace and equal pay. But none of that is what her father suggests.
Mm.
So Planned Parenthood, all of this.
Now, tell me, how is he anti-women? I don't understand.
Well, he wants to defund Planned Parenthood, first of all. He does, and he said that. And before, he was very for Planned Parenthood, which is so funny, because he's definitely still at heart a Democrat, I think.
Right.
I think he is. But he has to say these things.
Right.
He has never mentioned equal pay for policies. He's had very big problems with women in his workplace and also firing them for them being pregnant. So he has a bad reputation for sort of women and mothers in the workplace, which doesn't rub well when your daughter is this famous working mother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't actually think he is anti-female.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty more Democratic, but he has to come across as a Republican, and Republicans don't want women's rights, and he's very pro-life all of a sudden. So he changed from being pro-choice to pro-life. So he's flip-flopped a lot to look more like a Republican.
Yeah. But, I take issue with Republicans don't want to give women's rights. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, basically. I'm talking about, like, women's rights for pro-choice, pro-life. And also for, like, women's health, like, defunding Planned Parenthood, I think is, you know, you force a woman to drive over 150 miles to find another way to get her pills.
No, that's
you know.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that.
But
there's a lot more to Planned Parenthood. I mean, it doesn't mean that people are not going to, like, still go to their doctor and
but those are people's doctors at Planned Parenthood.
Right.
Like half of my friends get their birth controls from Planned Parenthood.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's free. I mean, it's a place to go. It's not a lot of abortion situations. It's a lot of just like medical checkups.
Mm.
And Ivanka Trump has touted that, like, is it a free, great place for women? And to defund it just makes no sense. Mm. And Trump...
It doesn't.
Point? Right. And then women in Texas have to drive, I think it was like over 500 miles to the closest nearest because they shut them all down.
Right.
So it's not anti-women's rights. It's anti- building us up as equals. You know what I mean? It's like we don't get the same medical health checkup. So I just think Ivanka is in a rock and a hard place because she's really an outspoken feminist, and yet here she is, his daughter.
Right.
So it's not good for her company.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of things I don't agree with him, and that's why it makes it hard to vote for him.
I know.
Right? There's more that I disagree with Hillary.
Well, here's my question with CNN.
Right.
There's a poll going out that people are angry at CNN because they polled no one under 50.
Really?
And they said the races, I think it was in Ohio, are super tight between Clinton and Trump.
And
yet,
Florida, too. Really?
But the poll itself has now been widely discredited because CNN only did 50 and over.
Wow.
So it's now, like, people are talking about, it's not a good thing for CNN.
No, huh?
No.
Wow.
It's all over. So check
Anderson
it out.
Anderson Cooper?
Yeah. And so people are like, this is why I'm not watching CNN anymore, because they're saying it's tight, but they are not polling people under 50 years old.
Mm.
So it's an interesting thing. Check it out.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting, because that's what I saw. Those are
right,
the
and
headlines
you believe it, right?
I saw yesterday.
Totally, because CNN seems so credible.
Right.
But you're not doing anyone under 50? Give me a break.
Yeah. Wow.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but and everybody seems to think that CNN is actually leaning more liberal. So I don't know what's going on,
yeah.
You know?
Who knows? Anderson Cooper, though, man, he is kind of fun to watch.
He is.
Do you like watching Anderson?
I like
me
him.
Too.
I like Wolf Blitzer a lot. And But they're different. It's different kind of stuff, you know. Anderson investigates more and Wolf Blitzer more like reports the breaking news and stuff.
Anderson Cooper had a documentary with his mom, Gloria Vanderbilt, and they talk about his brother committing suicide. And it is a great documentary if you guys watch it.
Yeah, there's a book, too.
Yeah, they made it into like an interview, and it's so fascinating.
Wow.
She was there when he jumped out the window.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She like watched him go out the window. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. You know, I'll never forget. I went to this. It was a press gathering, I guess, but it was open to the public. Mm-hmm. And we bought tickets, and it was Anderson Cooper, Walter Cronkite,
whoa,
who is not around anymore.
No, may he rest.
But this must have been 8 years ago, maybe. I think he was still alive at the time.
Well, hopefully he was still alive.
Yeah.
He was there.
Because I was, I'm trying to remember. Yeah, he was there with Anderson Cooper.
That's really amazing.
Or did they talk about him? Why don't I remember shit? But who they had also was the former Prime Minister of England.
Oh, wow.
What was his name?
Tony Blair.
Tony Blair.
Yeah.
And Ehud Barak, who was a Prime Minister in Israel. And a former Spanish Prime Minister as well. So they had them all there, and it was so fascinating to see, you know. But I remember Anderson Cooper, and I thought, this guy really knows what he's talking about, you know. And it's important for journalists to be taken seriously and respect.
And
you know?
Just like you were about to say, the moderators that are coming up for the debates, which are going to be very exciting, they are getting just ravaged because they all said they won't connect or fact check on the spot. And you know, Anderson Cooper, whenever he interviews someone, is very good at like answer the question. You are lying. This is not what you said. And he did it to Trump, and he did one of the best interviews with Trump because he just called him on it. And so it's funny because you want Cooper to be doing all of the debates because he'll call you on it.
That's
both
true.
Liberal and
he's
Republican.
Not afraid.
No, and he'll have the facts with him. So you know, you watch Matt Lauer. They called him, what did Samantha Bee called him? Human Splenda, because he was like, oh yeah, whatever you say is right. Whatever.
Exactly. Yeah,
you got to call him on it.
You do. You know, and so and then you have Brian Williams, who makes up stories.
Yeah, I know, but I just can't get over how much I freaking love.
I know. I like him too.
I love him, but that damn
he's
story.
Good, right? He's so likable.
Oh, he couldn't be more likable. He's getting a new show, The 11th Hour.
Right?
He could not be more likable.
I know.
Oh,
no, I wouldn't mind still having the news read by him.
A million percent. And I know that he made up that story, but let's just say he, like, exaggerated
Right? Let's say he would have liked to have done
totally.
That.
Totally. And maybe there
people make up shit like
come
that.
Come on. Is that really going to take him away? He is a great newsman. I do I do understand people being like, what? He lied?
Yeah,
he's
maybe,
so cute.
Yeah, and don't let him report. Just let him read the news.
Just talk. He's very funny. He's very, very funny. I think he's great. And I like him with Rachel Maddow. I just think he's really good.
Yeah. It's funny how some people are likable. You can't hate them, right?
Like Bob Costas.
I
can't.
Bob
if you murder Costas. Someone, I'm still like, I love that guy.
Right. Ryan Seacrest, you know?
That guy.
Right?
But he's the likable ones are hard. Anderson Cooper, no one dislikes Cooper.
Right.
Silver Fox, they call him.
Yeah.
The Silver Fox.
The Silver Fox, he is.
It's very cute.
Wow. Except it's not silver anymore. It's white.
It's pretty. It's almost, it's a blanch powder white, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's almost Steve Martin white.
I know. I'm heading in that direction.
No, you got a Silver Fox thing going.
I know, but it's, I don't know how long it will last like this. But yeah, give me another 10 years of at least some silver there before it's totally white. My God.
Nice.
Already it was funny because I had someone do a cartoon of me on Fiverr.
Oh, wow.
And he made it all white hair.
You're like,
what
the hell?
Yeah, I'm like, this guy, a friend wrote me. He says, you look like, what was his name? Johnny Quest's father. I don't know if you remember Johnny Quest. That was like a cartoon series, an animated series, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Of adventure. And like Indiana Jones and stuff, but with a kid and his father. The father's totally white hair. I'm like, what the fuck? Is that how you view me?
I love that he's like, I'm Johnny Quest's dad.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you see me. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know. So, yeah. So, but I guess the hair color doesn't matter. You know what? I'll take that over being bald any day.
Come on. Exactly.
You know, I mean, I don't think I would have been able to deal with being bald. I just don't like bald. Some people love it.
Some people love it. I'm like, for me, like, I don't know what my natural hair color actually is anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm always going to want to look like a dirty surfer.
Yeah.
And I like that. And I'll dye it to the day I go.
Yeah.
I will balayage the shit out of it. I have a guy, he does golden touches. Oh, it's the best. Yeah. My guy's great.
But isn't it harder to dye white hair when the hair's get white?
Yeah, because I think you have to like then bleach it or something. I don't
know. Oh, to get it blonde. Yeah. But then a different color is probably like shit.
Yeah, but a lot of people these days started to do the gray purple thing, like a lot of girls, and it's this platinum color that's like a, between a gray and a purple.
Yeah.
And it looks really good. And that's, I was like, true. I've maybe seen I should do that. And Brooks was like, absolutely not. I'm not cool enough.
Yeah, that's true. Not cool enough?
I'm not in silver.
Is that
like,
what he said?
Oh. Yeah. He was just like, it will look terrible on you, which it would. Whatever.
Well, it might. Does it make him look older when they do that?
No, because if you're cool enough, you look hipster. But I would just look like a witch from like the 1800s. I'd be like, hello. Get away from me. Because you need like that style and the cool. And I'm just like, hello.
Yeah, right.
I'm not cool enough. I bought like silver lake plastic glasses that are see-through. You know, the clear ones.
Uh-huh.
Not the lenses. I'm blind. But I mean, the outline is clear. Because okay. That's the cool thing to do. And everyone's like, oh, no. We're not there. No. Please don't do that. Please go away. All right. Okay.
Oh,
fantastic.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. So they said it's the hottest year since we recorded heat.
Right.
Interesting.
Right. And yeah. I don't
hot,
know.
Hot, hot, hot. It's feeling hot, 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 people.
It does feel hot, you know, but it also says that the world has warmed up consistently.
Right.
Since the beginning, you know.
Right.
But yeah, but it is affecting what's going on around us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it's been, I don't know what this means, but it's 100 zettajoules. I don't know what that means. Yeah. But it is the excess heat. It's the hottest year on record for since we started, which was in 1880s. I thought it would have been a bit longer ago.
Mm, that's true, huh?
Interesting.
I know. But
and it's affecting oceans and stuff. So everyone, you know, be thoughtful.
Yeah. Well, what are we going to do? You know, that's what's happening.
Don't use your diesel car, maybe.
You see, that's what I think it's warming up, but I don't think it's because of us. I mean,
really?
Don't, yeah.
You disagree with all the scientists?
No, just some of them.
The majority of them? Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I don't know. I don't know.
Neil deGrasse Tyson goes, he said to this, he said, even if you don't, the cool thing about science is even if you don't believe it, it's still true.
No, but the thing is global warming is true, but I don't think people are the majority of the reason why it's happening.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
Okay.
But what do I know? And besides, you know what? We're human beings here. We have the capability to destroy this planet in so
are.
Many different ways.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
So
how about Kim Jong-un with the nuclear test?
With the nuclear
stuff. Everyone's going to just try and blow us all up.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody wants to.
Totally.
Because everybody's so fucking jealous of our way of life, you know? Eat your hearts out. Yeah, strip clubs, porn. You know, booze.
America.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
I know. Bring me your wretched,
you're weak.
You're weak.
That's right. Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, the excuse for today will not be traffic.
No.
For our guests. I wonder what it will be. It's probably a mix-up in the dates.
Maybe.
If I mixed it up, I'm gonna, maybe I should challenge myself. If I made the mistake, I should do something really stupid tomorrow.
Okay, so let's do this.
But what? Don't think of something really stupid.
Well, I'm not gonna say like shave your head.
Right.
How about you just like tell an embarrassing? No, you do that all the time.
I'll just call myself a really bad name.
Okay, that's good. Okay, that'll be good. That'll be good. So guys, get ready for tomorrow. I can't wait for this.
I hope it wasn't me, my God. But what can you do? You know, live radio, man, the show has to go on.
Yeah,
you know, you
can't, absolutely.
You can't just screw around, man. And we do have a lot to say.
The other thing I really want to get is, sorry, I'm just looking at things I wanted to buy. I have a Pinterest called Gifts, but it's only gifts for me that I want.
Uh-huh.
And there is a new inflatable house. Have you seen this? It's an inflatable bouncy house,
but
it blows up into an complete Irish pub castle in your backyard.
Really?
With drinks. Like, wow. You can have drinks in there. And I'm like, well, obviously, my birthday's coming up.
That's on your wish list.
This is going to go on there.
Right.
Oh, so fantastic. Idea.
Now, how much would something like that cost?
You know, that's a great question. Some are saying it is trying to attract children to drinking, and I can't like deny that because it is like a floatable bouncy house filled with beer. But I just think this is a darling choice.
Wow. Now, so this is a floating thing?
No,
it goes
it's an
in the water?
Just
inflatable.
Yeah, and it blows up to be an entirely like a big Irish pub. Here it is. It's a bar tent. And it looks kind of like an old Irish pub.
A bar
Irish
tent.
Pub. Yeah.
I'm trying to picture that. That would be pretty cool.
It looks cool. And then it's called, it's the Paddy Wagon Inflatable Pub. That's so embarrassing. That is really
and that's
funny.
That's for kids?
No, it's for adults.
Okay,
but,
so what do they care about?
Well, it looks like it's inviting to children, which does make sense. It looks like that. I know you guys can't see it, but just picture like a cool,
it looks
like
pretty cool. It's
Irish
pretty big.
Pub. Yeah, it's the Paddy Wagon Pub.
So you just take it with you. You create a pub when you go camping.
Exactly, and there's like a fake fireplace, and there's a whole thing.
That would be cool. You see, that's what I'd use it for.
Oh, I think that's great.
Yeah, it is pretty big. I mean, it can.
It fits 80 people.
80 people.
The smaller version can host a more intimate affair. In addition to whiskey and stout, the Paddy Wagon Pub offers a full range of drinks and Irish fare, including shepherd's pie, soda bread, and curry fries. Of course, it booze in the... That's hilarious.
That's for adults, you know. Don't take your kids with you
but it does look like...
Thing.
Oh, that is so rad.
Right. I mean, why can't we do things that don't concern kids at all?
Screw yourselves.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everything is about the kids, I understand we try to protect the kids, but not always at the expense of the adults for crying out loud.
What are we doing with our lives?
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, entitlement has gotten out of control a little bit. But I'm very excited about this Paddy Wagon Pub.
Yeah. Oh, I like your opinion of entitlement. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
You know, Miss Liberal here.
No, children are overly spoiled assholes. I will give you that. Okay. Miss Liberal will give you that. Entitlement has gotten out of control. I mean, it is me. My kids, I keep saying that, and then I'm going to have kids, and they're going to be me. But I want them to be so respectful.
I know.
I was taught to be, you did not sass, no.
The thing is this, look, you can give them all the values you want, but once they get into with their peers, they change a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
But I do believe if you give them strong roots, they'll...
Oh, yeah. And strong work ethics. I mean, I worked alongside someone at the salon, and they were like 23, and I'd be vacuuming and cleaning, and they're like, well, I just don't want to.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, well, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Because I was born, you do your work, you know? And I think it's just lazy entitlement has taken over. But I also have a lot of hope for this generation because they're going to technologically save a lot of people, I hope.
Yeah.
So I don't have them all down, but don't spoil your kids,
I know, but I don't... We are spoiling our kids. There's no doubt about it. We are spoiling our kids. I know I did. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on, but I hope that these kids eventually will learn something.
Yeah, just make boundaries. Parental boundaries are very important.
Very important.
Yes.
But, you know, I remember growing up very good values, and I still believe I'm a very good person.
You're good, hardworking, very hardworking.
Yeah, but I did go into weed, into marijuana early on, which I was taught no drugs, no this, no that. But, hey, it was the 70s, you know,
so,
I came to America.
I was taught very much no drugs, but weed was not part of that.
Really?
Yeah. And I think that's really great, not because... It was open. I didn't then just run out and do a lot of smoke a lot of pot, which I obviously did. But I'm saying I think it didn't have a rebellious feeling of, oh, I get to sneak around, because my parents were like, that's
wow,
fine.
That's pretty cool. You see, well, all I can say is back in Israel, actually, marijuana was really unheard of, but they were doing hash. So everybody that was doing hash was considered like a druggie. And an addict, a drug addict and stuff. And they gave us some really scary pictures of guys that all they were doing is smoking some hash out of a broken bottle or something,
geez.
You know?
Those videos were crazy.
Right.
Again, the Helen Hunt one, if anyone has seen this, text me or tweet me. I mean, she has a little bit of drugs. I think it must have been like weed, or it might have been something else. Yeah. And she's a young actress, and she starts going crazy, and she's in a classroom, and she runs and breaks through the third-story window glass.
Whoa.
Falls to her death, shaking and trembling. And I'm like, what is she on? Whoa. That's that bad.
Wow.
That I never did it.
Yeah.
Wow. Very weird.
Yeah.
So here's a nice thing to end on. Not end on, but the NYPD officer who killed Eric Garner. Remember the guy who said, I can't breathe?
Yes.
He's getting a nice $23,000 raise.
Really?
In his
for what?
Just for his job. He's getting the Staten Island police officer. He's now getting a raise at the end of the year, of the fiscal year.
Right.
So he'll be making probably $120,000 a year now. Mm. So just so you know, that's great.
Okay, but was he found guilty of...
No.
Okay.
And he's still a police officer.
Right.
That's lovely. Wow.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I wasn't there, but if someone yells, I can't breathe...
You stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly
right.
But
they don't.
No. And he was selling loose cigarettes. That's what he was doing. He wasn't doing anything crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on in the country, man. Yeah. A lot of tension, you know?
A lot of
racial tension. All I can say is, look, this has happened on Obama's watch. That's all I can say.
Oh, give me a break. But also, civil rights has happened on anybody's watch. I mean, I think Obama has sat through a presidency with a lot of, basically, cameras catching people doing violent things, and yet I don't think the violence is new. It's the cameras that are new.
Right.
I don't think this is under Obama. I think it's been there the whole time.
Right, but the question is, why is it happening in the first place? Why are people fearing black people?
Right.
Why are whites, you know?
But why? That's not an Obama issue. That's been going on.
Well,
the whole time.
Don't know. I was hoping that he would be able, he gave us hope and change. And look, I mean, don't you think it was normal to think if we finally elected a black president, maybe we can bridge the gap?
Yes, but I don't think that's entirely his fault. I think when you have a white Republican Senate and House that won't let him do anything, that puts you in a stymied position.
But I don't mean it as far as laws. I meant as far as society.
Yeah, I do.
You know,
I did
he
think
hasn't
that,
inspired the people.
I think he has, but I agree that it hasn't resonated in the racial tension as much as I definitely did think it would be better. I did. Yeah, yeah. But I also think this social media caught the police officers doing that at a time where he just happened to be president.
Right.
But I don't think that's different. I think the cameras are new, not the violence.
Right.
So it just happened to occur. But no, I do think he hasn't done enough for the black community for binding those two together. But I also think racism is more inherent than people are saying. Mm. But I do wish I had seen more. Yes, I agree with you.
But racism, you know what? That's the thing is that we're seeing the younger generation less concerned with racism.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't think it's built in. I think we need another few generations for this to get
to
over
die
this.
Out. I know.
But in the meantime, I think all we need to do is at least respect the fact that we're different and embrace it rather than, you know, then try to squeeze things where they don't belong. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Bill Nye Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Yes.
He came out with this great sentence, and it's about different skin color. And he's like, the reason we have different skin color is literally scientific, to deal with different climates.
Climates, exactly.
And he was like, we're absolutely the same, except for where the sun hits us, and it changed basically the melanin in our skin. And that's the only reason that we have different skin color. We are inherently the same.
Right. But I truly don't believe that people dislike each other's color per se. It's the culture.
But,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, I think a KKK member doesn't like someone who has black skin.
Right, but because, not because of the color of the skin itself, but because of what stands behind it.
See, I disagree. I think they just don't like the color of their skin. And I do. I think they think that's different and scary.
Right. But why? But how does that follow that they should be slaves?
Basically, because they don't think they're the same as humans. They're lower than humans. That's a status thing. You know, if you have a different color skin, you're lower than me.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But I also, I do think this next generation, the more older people that are white KKK members die out, the better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know what? There's also a lot of racism from the black side
everywhere,
as well.
Everywhere.
And that's what I...
There's a lot.
That's what I say too. It's not. It takes both sides.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
It really does, and it's refreshing to see. I mean, I just say that people do not have to show themselves as victims. They're not. Everybody's destiny is in their own hands, and I think there's a lot of opportunity for black people in this country. I see it every day.
But I think,
and we have a black president, and I think that speaks for itself.
I think so too. But I also have to speak on the amount of obstacles that black people have to face that we do not every single day.
Yes.
So if you put themselves in their shoes, it is not as easy as we have a black president, it should be all okay now.
Right.
The obstacles don't leave. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's tough.
Tough thing.
Tough thing,
yeah.
But everyone has uphill battles, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Everyone.
I don't know.
You never know anyone's story. They always have an uphill battle somewhere.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's true, even if their life looks great.
Oh, you never know.
But it's. But I think racism mostly comes from fear.
Absolutely. You know, children don't have exactly what you said. They aren't born with racism. It's taught. Right. It's a taught issue.
Yeah.
You see, like, babies hugging each other.
You
with
see
no,
kids, yeah. Babies and kids, they don't care.
No.
You know.
Oh, God, you got to see this video. This will put a good ending on it. There's a video of two Chinese orphans that became so close in an orphanage, and one got taken with a family and one didn't, and they found a family for the boy, and they met in an airport, the two little kids, and they just hugged and cried.
Wow.
And they were like, they missed each other so much.
Wow. It's amazing that humans can feel.
Oh, you know? Just like so
you
close.
Feel like that. You know?
So cute.
Awesome. Well, hopefully tomorrow's guest will show up.
Stop thank us
you.
Talking.
Yeah, thank you for the missing guests, missing in action today. And luckily, you have two of the best hosts you'll find
Word.
Out there. So we'll always keep you informed, entertained, and confused sometimes. Yeah.
Totally. Always.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening, as always, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.